gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to Thursday's edition of The French Connection. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It is October 12th, 2006, again Thursday, and great to have you all with me here today for this little pep talk. It's a rant for the troops, guys. We are working hard. It's quite clear that our enemies within the Zionist camp, the government itself, and others are panicking. They are using even the most lowbrow, ignorant approaches at destroying the growth of the truth. Using recently South Park, and if you guys have seen that, some of you have seen the big hoo-ha about that. It's really nothing, except that it's just more obfuscation, more confusing, more. You're an idiot if you think this way. You know, after what I watched them do to, you know, Mel Gibson's character in that show. Again, Mel Gibson is a filthy anti-Semite. And the biggest thing that I'd like everyone to know in what they did in that South Park thing is the final statement of the entire show is that crazy Arabs did 9/11. They said that. They reiterated that as the last statement. Now, that is racist and bigoted because there is virtually no evidence, none, that says they did it. There are accusations, but there is no evidence that 19 Arabs did that attack. It is clear to anyone who has looked into it, regardless of their ability or inability to think clearly, even a moron can see that they didn't have anything to do with it. I mean, come on, guys, you cannot take over a plane with a box cutter. You just can't. I don't care who you are. You would never get away with doing that with a box cutter. And the idea that they would actually have started their lie with that lie is astonishing to me. But we know, you know, they shot down the plane in Pennsylvania, and we know that there were no Arabs on the flight manifests, passenger lists on that day. We know all kinds of stuff, guys, and I'm not even going to go rehash it all. All I'm going to tell you is that we need now to take our secondary message, or the most important message, the one that we desperately need to regain the high ground on, the traction on, and that is that Zionists from our government and from the European government of Britain and Israel, the Middle Eastern government of Israel, were involved in planning and executing 9/11 so that they could carry out a war of conquest and profiteering and to hide their activities in criminal theft in the United States, which was Building 7 housing all of the proof against them of many, many crimes, ladies and gentlemen, many of them. The facts are so easy to read once you look at them. I mean, once you see how many things that happened, you can't come to any other conclusion. Go see the movie 9/11 Mysteries if you haven't seen it yet. And believe it or not, I talk to people who are supposedly very interested in the facts of all this stuff who haven't seen that yet. Really. Amazing to me. I've asked them, please go see it. Yeah, I'm going to right away. Then I call them a week later. Yeah, I'm still going to see it. It's amazing to me, and they're still going to go around and promote the idea that they're fully aware of all the facts around 9/11's World Trade Center implosion, because that film adds a great deal to your ability to argue the points. In fact, if anyone sees that and then they try to argue opposite of that, of what it shows, they actually look quite stupid. And I'm telling you, if you had someone sit down and watch that, they would not be able to raise an argument against the government having done this with help from other agencies within the Zionist camp. Now, of course, the certain members of the Jewish community, and they call themselves Jews, but to me, anybody who's involved in the kinds of sicknesses that we've discussed on this program in the past, and involved in murder, and involved in the Mossad operation with these art students and the rest of it, these are not religious people. They are not pious. They are not righteous in any way. And they're just plain profiteering, power-hungry sickos who are on the take, basically. They're receiving probably very large stipends for this. They're probably getting you know, things in this life on a material plane that are keeping them happy in that area. But as far as being quality human beings, they're just a bunch of dirtbags. And then you have the other part of this group who are duped. They're blinded by stupidity within their religious belief system. Or they somehow believe that because their leadership told them it was a great idea to do these kinds of acts in the into an American city, to the American public, that somehow that justifies what they did. And then there are others simply who at the time probably were not fully aware they were involved, and then it came upon them sometime later that the acts that they were involved in may in fact have taken part in or participated in the events of 9/11. They've claimed that no one has come forward, when we know that many people have come forward and explained the anomalies of the day of the 9/11 events. And they understood quite clearly at the time something was awry or amiss, but they weren't able to really understand it until they had some perspective. And of course, we all know now that's quite an easy argument to win with anyone if you're taking a look at these facts. And I urge everyone to go back to our analysis and say, why do we believe the Zionists imploded the World Trade Center and hit the Pentagon? Why? It's quite clear there. It leads me to my next request of the listeners, and there are thousands and thousands of you out there. I'm going to ask you again to reintroduce these facts on the internet, at the chat rooms, in all the places that you used to go, where you used to get some resistance. Because I believe right now, if you reapproach certain forums and certain family members and certain co-workers and certain people around you, I believe at this moment in history, at this moment in time, they are going to start becoming very receptive to these facts. I think they've had enough people around them begin to question this, and I think they've heard enough of the rumors and the things that really happened that they are probably quite primed for delivery of some facts. And I think if you read over what we've had on the site and get yourself grounded in the facts a little bit before you speak to people, you can pose these things as a question to them, using Socratic logic. In other words, you can say, what do you think of this? And do you think it sounds logical or illogical? I mean, you can lead them to examining it. And of course, you'll still find some people saying it's impossible that elements within our government would ever have done this. It's impossible that our president could have known this. It's impossible that our friend, the country of Israel, our friend could have done this. It's against my religion. You know, we're Judeo-Christians and all the other nonsense you probably would get from some people. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, begin to chip away at the resistance, because I believe this is the moment. This is the inflection point. And I'll tell you why I believe that. The responses we've been getting from the people who have tried to stop us from this message are turning into panic right now. They don't have any argument to fight with us about. Piper having to say that my wife is an African. What difference would it make if she were, first of all? But secondly, it's not even true. And this is the kind of thing that this guy has turned to because he has nothing else. Nothing else. And the government, inspiring the two Jewish owners of South Park, to make a show about what they did. I mean, once you see it, you'll understand that they don't have anything left to stop anybody with. I mean, they've shot so many blanks out there, and so much truth has come out, they can't stop it now. And it's a far larger crowd than 30%. It's more like half the country knows they did it, and now they're just trying to iron out the details. It is our job not to let them rest at Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Pearl, Feith, Zalkheim, and the rest of the criminals, Negroponte and all the rest. We need them to take it further and say, those people within Bush's camp happen to be Zionist Jews, and their associations are directly with Israel. Many, if not all, are dual citizens. And we need to lump in with the arguments the fact that Israel has been caught spying on us, that Abramoff has been caught in the White House over 400 visits in his time there, direct relationships with Rove and with the rest of them. In other words, the connections that they've denied over time have now been proven to be there and be true. And Abramoff, of course, is a criminal. He was one of the organizers of this. He had the false flag guy, because they were smart enough to bring in patsies, Arab patsies. And I guess they needed to entertain these Arab patsies during their stay here while they were preparing to blame them for all this stuff. And this guy, Atta, made little cameo appearances here and there. But one of the places he appeared more than once, by testimony of people working on these gambling boats, was Abramoff's boat. Now, what would Mr. Abramoff be doing giving gambling cruises to Muhammad Atta and having 400 visits to the White House? Explain this one to me. If you said that to somebody, they'd say, can't be true. But it is true. But it is true, ladies and gentlemen. And there are so many other things here that will floor people. But we need to go back out and say this is not a Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld deal. It goes way beyond that. And it's not... Another thing you must tell people, it is not anti-Semitic, first of all, because the people you're complaining about are Ashkenazis. They're not Semitic people, firstly. But secondly, it's not even anti-Jewish to tell people that crimes were committed by these people. The fact of the matter is if this had been done by Italians in a mafia, in a La Cosa Nostra, you wouldn't blame all the Italians for it. Well, no, you wouldn't. If it were done by hooligans from Great Britain, you wouldn't think every Brit had something to do with it. Well, the very same fact is alive here. Not every single Jew had something to do with this. In fact, 99.9% of them did not even know anything about this. And in many cases, they're afraid to speak out because they are aware of just how vicious the ADL and the JDL and the JDO and all these other, the Southern Poverty and the rest of them can be even against their own people. Many of them understand this clearly. And of course, then they have their paid troops out there. They're guys that are trying to sweep this under the rug. People like Alex Jones.
Israel didn't do this. It wasn't part of this.
Come on! When are you going to wake up to the fact that this guy is there as spin control and as fearmonger and Piper? Oh, boy. And I get some guy telling me you're a traitor to your white heritage and all this stuff today. I get this in email. Oh, my goodness. I wrote back. I said, if you are a representative of my race, then I want to change. I want a different race. I want to become green or purple or something. I don't want to be like you. I don't want to be anything like you. I could never be anything like these white nationalist idiots. Ever. And yet, when we understand that they are part of a false flag organization, and many of the rank and file people who have these bigoted belief systems are there because of their bigotry and don't even realize they're dupes and being used by the likes of David Duke, by the likes of Farrell and by the likes of this nationalist idiot Glenn and Piper and the rest of them. They're not even aware because they're so blinded by their sick bigotry that they think everybody's kumbayaing with them in a bigoted fashion, and they're very motivated by their sickness toward other races. You see, they don't have a very good opinion of themselves, so they got to go running around looking to make people smaller than them, when in fact what they're doing is quite the opposite, ladies and gentlemen. When you meet someone like this, your first impulse is to move away from them. With the same feeling I had when I had to deal with Piper. Very same feeling. And, you know, I think they were a little too soft on those guys last night, Eric and Christopher, but they did a good interview. Eric talked a lot about with Christopher about some of the suspicious nature of his not being allowed to pursue certain facts to their fruition. In fact, he was doing the newspaper's very best research, and as he was getting closer and closer, he was being funded less and less until he was cut off funding. Now, you would think if someone was interested in promoting facts and truth, as Christopher got closer to these evidences, he would have been promoted, not necessarily financially, at least promoted within the structure of the front page, promoted to go further and bring out more of the evidence, but the opposite happened. They didn't want him finding the truth. They weren't there to do that. That's not their job. Never has been. And I can tell you clearly, ladies and gentlemen, just by their associations with, RBN, my goodness, come on. You know, I know these people. I've had to deal with these cretins, and I know what happened there. But that being said, we still have the upper hand here with the facts. We do. No one else out on this net has put the complete story as well and well defined as we have. There are certainly a lot of people out there speaking the truth. Don't get me wrong, and there are many, many people who have no association to any of these false groups. But all of the largest, all of the most promoted, all of the most successful are. They're under control. Many of the smaller ones and many of the ones that have done supplemental research and work and done some blogging and whatnot, they are still working from the heart. Sadly, some of them get duped by these other groups. I'll say it again. Who would I be doing this for if it weren't for you? There's no group that benefits from the facts that I've put out. None. And I'm certainly not anti-Jewish. I'm anti-criminal Jew. I'm anti-Zionist Jew. Just as I would be if anti-mafia Italian or anti-hooligan Brit. Same. So you think about these facts, you understand them, and you carry them back out into this public because it is our truth that needs to get a foothold in everyone's debate. And unless and until we're able to do that, we're going to be playing musical chairs with our politicians. We're going to get Democrats in there instead of Republicans, and they're all still controlled. Pedophilia involved, payola. They're even starting a new type of APEC that is more suited to Democrats, started by George Soros and Edgar Brofman. Read it. It's on Haaretz's newspaper. A new ADL with a softer edge, it says. Oh, guys. For the Democrats. Oh, man. It's just another way to give you a shoe up your rear end is what it's all about. You know, they're just going to put it to us again, ladies and gentlemen. And see, as long as they think it's Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Negroponte, Bolton, and the rest, everyone's going to think that we've solved the problem by putting in the Democrats. That is an absolute awful solution. It is no solution. It is as though you took Bush, gave him a facelift, and said he's now Clinton. or gave him a sex change, which he'd probably love to have done, and say now he's Hillary Clinton. Let's elect Hillary. The murderer of Waco and the most sick administration we ever had up until this present one. So, it's about taking the message to the streets, ladies and gentlemen, and fighting on. You know, I'll tell you, there's not a single day that passes that I wish I weren't doing this. I don't get salaried for this. I'm not wealthy from it. In fact, I'm harangued and harassed and chased around for it. I don't shrink from the threats these people lay at me. But I'll tell you something, I sure as heck can't do it alone. I need you. This is all about us. This is not about me. It's an us thing. It's Eric. It's Christopher Bolin. It's you who's listening right now. It's your wife. It's your kids. It's your aunts, uncles, cousins. It's everybody in America and the world, over in Britain, and it's Australia, South Africa. You guys are all listening to me. I have a listenership to this programming from around the world. This is a worldwide phenomenon we're trying to create, and I cannot do it myself. This is not about Daryl Bradford Smith or Eric Hufschmidt or anybody else. It's about saving ourselves and saving the world for our children and our families. Please pick this ball back up and run with it. Go and score again for us. There are forums out there you haven't visited. Go to the Betty Crocker forum and put something up. Put a link to 911 Mysteries. Throw something else out there. Get on some of these message boards. And a lot of people write, you know, they get erased right away. Can I tell you something? When you put a message up that people have a sense may be true and it gets erased, that is not a loss. That is a win. Let me tell you why. Because the people who are paying attention, who have questions, see that erasure, see that response from that forum, and they immediately get an idea about what these people are lying about. And they say, well, what else are they lying about? What other things are they bull crapping about? And you know something? It drives people away from the liars when you get erased. So don't think it's a failure. It is not a failure. I think it's a victory. Yeah. Yeah, we're looking at some of the most terrible times in the world history, I believe, coming ahead for us. Our finances worldwide, China's finances are falling, the Japanese are having problems, the Americans and the Europeans have inflated their money supplies. We're looking at some serious, serious future problems here. And I think that these elites who've done this are going to attempt to use this period of unstableness in our environments to take further control and further enslave us. It's what's happening. I see it. We are winning the battle of the truth, but they still got the people in the jackboots, guys. They still got the bad guys. They are willing to thump your head, as evidenced by what happened to Christopher not very long ago, but they've still got that potential. So we need to keep pounding away. Write an email to your police department with 911 Mysteries and say to your police chief, please watch this, please. You know, a lot of times a police chief in a small community, you know, in the small communities across America, they're friends. Your parents know them, your uncle knows them, you know, if you grow up in a small town of 10,000 or less, which is most towns in America, you know the police chief. You go to school with this kid. Approach them. Tell them these facts. Ask them to watch 911 Mysteries, because I'll tell you something, when he's done watching it, he's going to be a convert. And then you tell him, you want some other information? This is what else we got. And then let him hear Ben Friedman. And once you've softened him a little more, then you can maybe tell him, there's a file from Daryl Bradford Smith. Maybe you can give him a Pidcock file or one of my earlier analyses with Mr. Rafig or someone else. Don't just let him plunge in right away, because people will just, they'll get shaken. They'll get shaken by our truth. we need to be diplomatic about this because people will balk at these facts. But this is about effort. And if you've got a couple of extra quid in your pocket, 10, 15 bucks, instead of going out and getting that McDonald's burger or whatever you're going to do, make something healthy for yourself and send that 10 or 15 bucks to Jim Condit so he can get some ads on and tell the facts to Cincinnati, Chicago, and to New Hampshire. Please, guys. We need to become proactive here. We need to start taking this fight to the public. And I think you have the ability to do that because you understand the facts as well as I do. I've got an interview probably for you tomorrow night, and something may come up on the weekend here. I am still fighting very hard to get additional information, but it's also important to try and help you guys become motivated to go back out there and put another round in for us and fight for this country and fight for this world and fight for our freedom, because really, if we don't do it, no one is going to. You're going to leave it to the likes of Alex Jones. He'll sell you out in a New York second, ladies and gentlemen. He already has. He already has. And isn't it funny? They used Charlie Sheen in that South Park edition. Just like Eric and I said, Mr. Strawman, knock him down. He's got nothing but dirt in his closet. He's a filthy pig. Shot his girlfriend. Dating porn queens. A serial gambler and a philanderer and all kinds of charges of possible underage sex and drug addiction and the whole bit, and they bring him out on Alex Jones as a spokesperson so they could later use him as a discrediting tool, just like we told you. Yep. It isn't hard when you've been there looking at the way they do stuff. We've got it figured. We've got it sussed. We know what they did. We know how they do it. These people are transparent now. To you, to me, and many, many others, show more people how to see their lives for what they are. Go out and do it, ladies and gentlemen. Until the next show, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying, be well. Bye-bye.